And we are getting set to wrap things up here at the Imperial Fez in Berkeley Lake with Adam and Eve, a great event put on by Riptide LLC. Heather, you have a final guest for us tonight.
Melinda, I'd love for you to introduce yourself. I've really enjoyed knowing you over the past months, this winter, and really following the Cobb Businesswomen. You can correct me with the correct name and title, but I love your tempo, your energy, your enthusiasm, and want to be a part of your group. So I'd love for you to introduce yourself and tell us about you all and what you're doing.
Thank you. I'm Melinda Schmidt-Connect, and I have been operating a women's networking group called Cobb Women in Business, and our website is cobbwomen.com. We started 8 years ago with one chapter and just supporting each other. I started the group because I was working from home, social media. We had a team of five, but we all worked from home. I needed coworkers. I needed camaraderie. So I started this group, and after 7 years, we launched another group last year in Smyrna. And this year, we have a third chapter that's meeting in Austell, and we're starting a fourth in Marietta. So the growth has been surprising and very fun. I think there's a need for women to get together, not just for business purposes.
Right.
There is business networking.
Yes, love that.
Lots of groups that are great, but this is specifically for women to support other women.
Yes, I love that. What are some of the upcoming programs, things that you're thinking about for the first quarter for 2025, and what are you thinking of?
Well, we have monthly networking meetings, and we have monthly socials, but this month is very, very special. We are celebrating our eight-year anniversary.
It's great.
We're having a Galentine's Gala.
Yes.
So for women only, dress up, feel pretty, but have fun.
Yeah.
And it benefits an organization that employs young adults with special needs. So that's where one of our groups meets, at a coffee shop that employs those type of young people, and we're doing this to support them.
And what is the coffee shop name?
It's called Rise Coffee and Tea. It's in Woodstock, right on the edge of Roswell. And
so nice.
A very fantastic organization. A lot of young adults with special needs, after high school, they're left at sea. They don't have anywhere
yes.
to go. They don't
right.
have
a
thing to occupy them. And so this is meeting that need.
Got your Galentine's Gala, and then what's after that?
After that, it's monthly. Each chapter will have a networking meeting and a social. So we have a variety of socials. We've done axe throwing is what we did this past month.
Right.
Sometimes it's just get together with a glass of wine and chat.
Yes, love
sometimes
that.
It's go in town. We went to the balloon museum that was at the Pullman Yards over the summer.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We just get together and do a variety of things that really, even though it's not specifically selling your business, you're building relationships.
Yes, I love that so
and
much.
Having fun together makes you want to do business together.
Yes, it ignites
or make
you.
Good introductions for each
and
other.
And matchmake to others.
So it's really interesting to me to build your business through relationships rather than traditional marketing or cold calling. Those things are all great.
Right. We know about those
but
things.
But this is another path. And it's a very fun path, in my opinion.
I agree. I love this path.
Can you give an approximate number of members?
Each of our meetings hold about 25 on a monthly basis. So we have about 100 ladies that are going to be meeting on a monthly basis. And then our Facebook group has about 6,000 members in it.
You talk about why you started it and why you got it off the ground. What about women professionals that are in the corporate world that may want to join? Do you try to shy away from that? How do you approach that subject? Or have you now opened the doors to any woman?
It's pretty much anyone that needs support and has an abundance mindset, wants to support other women.
Yeah.
So we do have ladies in the group that have corporate jobs. Some of them own their own business. Some of them are direct sales. So it's a variety across the board. And in particular, we have someone that really, she's like, I don't have a need to network, but I really like you. Can I come? And we were like, yes,
of course.
Just come on. Of course,
yes.
You're welcome.
That's the whole idea.
Exactly.
Are there dues?
You can attend meetings as a non-member as often as you want. We're not exclusive. It's not like you can only visit twice and then you have to join. It's very open to everyone. But if you do decide that you want to come on a regular basis, We have two different types of membership. One's a digital membership if you're participating online through our Facebook and our Zoom groups, think tank type groups that have online discussions. So we have a digital membership for that. And then we also have $72 for the year to join at the in-person level. And then you get a discount on the networking meetings.
When I relocated back from New York City to Atlanta, you know, I wanted to meet new friends and new colleagues and new peers. So that's why I'm so excited to know about your group, because it's wonderful to network, to have friends, to branch out and meet new people that are not in your immediate area.
I think our lives are fuller and rich.
Oh my gosh.
By meeting people that are different from us.
Absolutely. Different backgrounds, different regions, different everything. So it's really wonderful to meet you. Anything that you would love to let the world know about your organization, anything else you're working on or how to find you?
Cobwomen.com is our website. We have probably a dozen events listed coming up in the next 2 or 3 months. So we have something for everybody, pretty much.
Yes.
Come check out the website. Tell us what you're interested in, and I'm happy to answer any questions.